think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, financial, and entertainment networking needs. Big here, your host tonight. We have three gentlemen on, and they're going to blow your minds with what they're doing. They're doing it very big out there in Virginia and very big out there in Texas. Can you guys in order tell what your name is?
Dreesen Ruckett.
I'm here, Lee Sumlin.
And Emmanuel Danzig.
Now, before we get started, Dreesen, can you let everybody know how they can reach you guys?
All right, you can reach us at lyricalforecast.com. That's www.lyricalcast.com.
That's lyricalforecast.com. Now, I've talked to you guys a little bit before the show and a couple of weeks ago when we first was able to bring you guys on. And from what I understand is that your organization uses creative enterprise to empower communities. Can you kind of discuss, before we even get into the nitty-gritty, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about you, Dreesen? Where are you from? Where are you at?
Okay. Again, my name is Dreesen Ruckett. I'm from a small town of Lamarck, Texas. Right now, I'm living in Virginia, a transplant courtesy of the military. I did 4.5 years in the service, and I've been writing for about 13 years. And right now, I'm just moving forward in the company, and which you'll find out more about shortly.
Okay, Lee, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Of course. Well, I'm also from Lamarck, small town in Texas, down Galveston County. And I've been drawing pretty much all my life and helping out people and wanting to be an uplift in the community, not like in the environment or where I come from, you know, wanting to do something better and uplift my family and friends and everyone around me. So Lyrical Forecast is just a product of that, and we're going to just take it to the top with it.
Okay, Emmanuel, you on?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Emmanuel. Sorry, my name is Emmanuel Danzig. I'm originally from Canton, Ohio. I also did a stint in the military. I did 8 years in the Marine Corps. I now reside in Hampton, Virginia, and I'm now part of this great organization called Lyrical Forecast.
Now, Dreesen, can you tell us a little bit about the concept behind Lyrical Forecast?
Okay. First of all, Lyrical Forecast was an idea that came about a couple years back. And what we did was we took the name Lyrical Forecast and we made an acronym out of it to describe letting your rhymes influence communities around the world, looking for change above society's tyranny. And basically that acronym is our slogan. That's what we live by. And everything that we do, everything that branched from Lyrical Forecast has to do with empowerment and overcoming the strain of society on the minds of our people. And the concept of Lyrical Forecast was designed to invoke conscious thinking and creative minds. And we are using literature, arts, and music of all genres in order to bring about this change of empowerment through the communities.
Wow, that's great. And for you to come up with an acronym so powerful, you know, really explains a lot behind the thinking of you gentlemen and what you're reaching out to do, which actually you have been accomplishing. I've been to the website, and it's a very, very nice website, and it has all the things that you guys are offering. It's something that, you know, I feel that everyone should visit, take a look at, and see about assisting you guys with. My next question, though, is, and I'd like, if possible, for Lee to take this, in what ways do you guys feel that you have made a tremendous accomplishment through what you're doing?
Well, First off, I think we made an accomplishment. First off, being black males and, you know, coming up from having pretty much nothing to me graduating from college with an architecture degree, Dreesen going off to the military, getting into his field, Emmanuel doing the same. That, first off, is an accomplishment because a lot of people that I know, a lot of my friends, a lot of my family didn't even get to do that. So that overcomes a lot of the stereotypes that we're faced. And by us overcoming those stereotypes and going back to the community and showing everyone that's there that they don't have to become a negative product of not having what some others are able to have or feeling like you don't have, because in all honesty, you do have. You just have to see that you have it.
And wow, that's great.
Take that and run with it and realize what you have, because everything around us nowadays is materialistic, and life is really not materialistic. It's much deeper than that. And I think everybody should just take a step back and look at their lives and be grateful for the things that they do have instead of looking at things that they don't. And just magnify what God gives you.
Wow. Now, Emmanuel, I know that as people, we all have different definitions of, you know, how we feel we've accomplished. Can you tell me how do you feel, you know, personally, how you guys have made accomplishments also?
We've made accomplishments by we've provided artistic outlets for the youth to express themselves. And also, as Jason mentioned earlier, our literary products to express an individual's love and appreciation and just encouragement and spiritual uplifting towards one another, because we definitely need it.
Now let me ask, Dreesen, how did you guys meet? I mean, you know, you're from different areas. You all wind up, you know, out there in VA. Where did you guys meet at?
Well, again, me and Lee are actually childhood friends. We've actually been friends going on, 19 years now? We've been friends since the second grade. So this has actually been a childhood dream of ours. This is something that we used to joke around and play with, yet be so serious with during our football and leisure time. And so it was awesome, first of all, to see the Lord bring something to pass that was a vision of ours. And me and Emmanuel actually linked up in Virginia through the military. And
okay.
We have went on through a few courses together, and he has the business sense. And me and Lee operate in the creative and artistic mind frame, but we all come together to form a beautiful team of empowered young black men.
Now, I have another question for you. What would you say was the biggest challenge? And when I ask this, I want to make this a two-part question. I'm going to ask each of you this question. But Dreesen first, with Emmanuel being second and Lee being last, what did you think was a major obstacle as far as a company and personally that you faced as a challenge that you had to get over to get to the point where you are now?
Wow. Okay. I believe that my partners know all too well that my biggest thing was accepting blessings. When you're born into a poverty-stricken family and you don't have the haves, as Lee was mentioning, because of the location that we all were from, which, you know, all three of us share similar background, lifestyle backgrounds from our childhood. When you don't have that necessity, those needs met as you would like for them to be met, and you have to actually come up from below the ground, you actually have to let loose some of the dirt that you carry along with you as you grow up. And that was a big thing for me, dropping down the burden of poverty, the disease of poverty in my life and off of my family's life and the negativity and everything like that, the you won't be and you can't be. And, you know, once I let all of that go and I started walking in what I knew was inside of me, then I was able to move up into another level. Now, I'm still growing, and as I get older, I'll always, you know, become more mature in this spirit and into the natural life. So basically that was my biggest thing, just overcoming that mind state of poverty.
Wow, that's great the way you brought that up, and it's very powerful. We had we have a Sunday segment, Inspirational Insights, and one of our Sunday segments was entitled Let the Balloon Go, and it's pretty much exactly what you're saying, where you had to let go of a lot of negative things to move forward. So for all our big listeners out there, that's something that you really want to pay attention to as far as what Dreesen has just said here. Emmanuel, can you tell us your biggest challenge?
I'll take it from the sense of since starting the business, as far as challenges that I think we all can agree upon were there was a lot of stagnation or stagnated periods when I guess we were doing a lot of research and actually developing our ideas, and it seemed like not enough action was being taken.
Wow.
Also, I know we also had power struggles, you know. I mean, you got three young men who come into this. We're all natural-born leaders. So I think we also have some power struggles there. Not nothing too serious, because we were able to maintain to still get the job done. But another thing I think was juggling many different hats, because it's only just three of us. And our business has grown so much that there's still a lot that needs to be done. So I think a lot of things that got us through, especially stagnation, was better planning. I mean, we definitely had to get more organized and definitely come together as a stronger team. As far as the power struggles, I mean, we had to actually humble ourselves and not get too much into it and not focus so much on the titles, but focus on our purpose being coming together and who we were sent here to help. Or who we had in mind to better themselves as well. So we had to correct ourselves on that one.
Also, wow, that's definitely beautiful, because, you know, and what I really like what you said is that the three of you together are leaders, and you're showing how leaders can come together and then work in one organization and still make it for the better, because you're thinking about the big picture. I'm very happy to have this interview going on right now, because you guys are definitely talented and doing exactly what you are saying that you want to do. Lee, let me pose the question for you also, and then I have a surprise for you guys.
Okay.
Biggest challenge.
Okay, the biggest challenge for me is being in an entirely different state. Me being in Texas by myself is kind of hard, not only because they're so far away and we're trying to get things done over the many miles that we're apart, but, you know, doing that and working as an architect as well, it's the balance definitely plays a part. For one thing, it's like I'm down here getting graphics and getting things together, and you know, I have to get it to them, and they have to get it and print it out, and or I have it down here, and I print it out. And it's just a lot of hustle and bustle that, you know, we're new to the industry, but we're not dumb to the industry. So we know what we have to do, and we're getting it done. The difficulty is hanging in there to get it done. Hmm. But like Emmanuel said, we're all leaders. So we're all going to do what we have to do. When one gets tired, the other steps up. When that one gets tired, the other steps up. It's like a wheel that's in constant rotation, and no one ever falls, which means the company will never fall, and we'll just continue to grow. So
yeah, I really like that, and I'm very happy that Mary the Encourager met you, gentlemen, and invited you to be on the show, because she's a very choice person, and she's one of the actual stones to Think Big Radio. Everybody has their part in making it happen, and we're all leaders. And it seems that we're also following the same types of principles. And as I said earlier, I did have a surprise for you guys. Well, that surprise is Mary the Encourager. Mary, are you there?
Yes. This is Mary the Encourager. Are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Mary?
Hi there. I am so glad that you all were able to be on. I've just been impressed since we first met and just wanted to make sure you had a chance to share your story with the Think Big audience. So what I've heard so far, I'm very impressed, and I can't wait to hear more about it.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to say one thing as you were talking about your challenges. You know, I think we are part of the movement that we don't have to let geography restrict us, because we work Think Big Radio from across the country, from California, the Midwest, on over to the East Coast, and it's good to hear that you guys are able to handle that kind of challenge as well, and we'll be able to lead other people and let them know it's not about territory. We're just taking it. So thanks a lot for letting me say hello, and I'm going to be here and just want to continue with the interview.
All right, Mary. Bye. Okay, so I understand that you guys not only, you know, have things for us as adults, but that you also take a real strong part in your community among young people. So what message do you have to give the young people striving to be successful entrepreneurs and dream catchers like yourselves?
Well, I'll go ahead and take part of this, and I'm pretty sure that my other partners might want to join in. This is Dreeson.
Okay.
I'm very adamant and passionate about the youth and about children. I know how hard it is to grow up without, you know, and to grow up in a single-parent household and to practically raise yourself. And that life, the childhood life, is so delicate. And if you pick up on the wrong things as a child, then you are more than likely going to be battling those things as an adult. And I'm a prime witness of it. And I'm pretty sure that Lee and, you know, can vouch with me on this, because we were childhood friends. And so some things that I picked up, he didn't do, you know. And I actually looked up to him to be my role model and my father, even in his youth, because he has a strong spirit and a strong tenacity to do right. And a lot of things, like I said, that he would not do, I have done, and I'd always go back to look at him like, you know, this is my role model. And I want for us, and I believe that they all want the same thing, for us to be the role model of the children, because we've been pulled up at a young age, you know, to govern this company, and we've been pulled up at a time where the young children are passing out and dying, you know, left and right. And I believe that the organization that we're bringing forth is going to restore the life back into those youth that are passing away.
Wow. Now was that you, Dreeson? Or
yes.
Okay, Emmanuel, do you have a comment for that?
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I want to say to the youth, though, is to not be afraid to dream. I mean, definitely think outside the box. Think outside your environment. Think outside of your neighborhood, and develop something that you actually want, something that you can have a passion for, and develop it. Find out about it. Find out what it would take for you to even get there. And then once you do that, I mean, just to pretty much see it to the end, whatever it takes, whatever obstacles, because they will come. And you might even get knocked down, but the thing is to get back up and to stay with it. The key is to stick with it. As long as you stick with it, eventually you are going to get there. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, no matter what happens and no matter what you're faced with.
Wow. For all you big thinkers out there, keep pushing. Lee?
Yeah, of course. Well, for me, to the kids, to the young generations under me, they pretty much touched two different bases, and I'm going to touch a third. Take that step. You know, it only takes one to make a difference. It only takes one to make a change in not only one life, not only your life, but multiple lives. And as far as you being a person, you know what type of person you would like to be. No one wants to be a negative person. So you know who you want to be. You might not know who you are, and I believe most people don't know who they are. That's why when certain situations and circumstances come up, they do things they never would have thought they would do. But you know who you are, so get a basis. Get a base, because without a base, you can't stand. So get morals, get your values right, get your morals right, and stick to that guideline. If you don't stick to that guideline, you'll stray. Hollywood life is not life. That's not living. It's a show. That's why it's called. That's why it's Hollywood. It's a show. It's not real. And most people, and a lot of people, are striving to reach that life. A lot of people want to have that Hollywood body, want to look that Hollywood look, want to live that Hollywood life. It's not life. It's almost a fairy tale. Fantasy type. And
well, I can see how a lot of our young people might be looking at it just exactly like that. But at the same time, you know, what they don't realize also is that it's work. And that's why it's so important to have your values and things, you know, set the way Lee is telling you. You have any other comments with that, Lee?
If you don't respect yourself, no one else will.
Wow. That's it. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Gentlemen, we have two callers. I'm going to take one caller from the 773 area code with 503 as their first three numbers. Caller, you're going to say who you are and where you're from. Caller, you're on, 773-503 area code.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Sunshine. I am from Chicago, and I've been listening into the show. And my question, I believe, from me listening, the gentleman name is Lee. It's particularly to you, Lee. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm grateful.
Great.
I was listening as you were sharing how our youth need to pretty much be leaders and be themselves and not get entangled in what they see that's promoted in entertainment. My question to you is, how would you... or what advice would you give so that our youth can do that? You said be yourself, but, I mean, what would you tell them to particularly do so that they can fall into being followers but leaders?
Well, I say it because everyone knows who they would like to be. And the best thing I could say is I mean, I'm in the church. You know, I pray, and I'm religious. If you stick to that, you know, God will lead you in the direction you would want to go, and you need to go. If it's not of God, it's of the devil. That's just how it is. And if you stick to God, you won't steer wrong. I mean, trials, tribulations, all those things come up, but there's a bigger picture. You know, like we had in the book Birth and Vanity, we have a poem called "Focus Your Mind," and it's an illustration in there. And everyone I go to that illustration, I tell them, look at this and see what, and ask them, what do they see? Everyone focuses into the little bright spot in the dead center of the illustration. They don't look at the whole picture. If you just take your time, don't rush into anything. Think about what situation's coming up. Think about where you want to go. Think about who you want to be, and just don't stray away from it. You know what right and wrong. You know what you would like to do, what you wouldn't want to do. If you don't want to see your, if you don't want your mother or your grandmother to see you do it, then don't do it when you're not in the presence of your mother,
wow,
grandmother. Or if you don't, if it's something that you don't want, you don't want to let your pastor see you do, then you know you shouldn't be doing it.
That's something else. That's beautiful. And I remember as a kid, living by that same rule that you're bringing up. And it definitely works, especially with, you know, a village actually raising you, which is your neighborhood. Sunshine, was that did that answer your question?
That pretty much did. He talked a lot about tapping into your inner qualities and letting spiritual principles be your guide. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Now, as I said, we do have another caller on that may have a question. This caller is from the 773-425. So 773-425, let us know who you are and where you're from. Area code, are you there? Every now and then, we may have people who just come on and they just want to listen to the interview, and they may not have a question or a comment. It appears that this person is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gentlemen. Emmanuel, can you let all of our listeners know how to reach you? How can they reach you?
We can be reached at www.lyricalforecast.com. www.lyricalcast.com.
Okay, we're going to take a small commercial break here, and then we're going to come right back to Emmanuel Danzy, Dreesen Ruckett, and Lee Sumlin of Lyrical Forecast. For those of you out there who are listening, we'd like for you to keep on pushing as these gentlemen have and how they have overcome many of their obstacles. Think big, and after the song, we'll continue.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I'm moving on aside and keep on pushing.
You're listening to BigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Dreesen, can you let everybody know how they can reach you guys?
Okay. You already know to go to the website, but if you don't have internet access, you can definitely go to send us mail through our P.O. Box at Lyrical Forecast, P.O. Box 5408, Newport News, Virginia, 23605. And again, the website is www.lyricalforecast.com with the number 4.
Vic, if you don't mind, I have a question.
Oh, no problem, Mary.
Okay. Well, I met members of Lyrical Forecast at a business conference. And I wanted to ask you guys, you offer such a variety of products and services. And since we met in that business environment, what would you say to the business community as ways that you would like to see them provide more services to small businesses or businesses that are up and coming? Do you see some areas that we could address and maybe put our voices together and make some breakthroughs?
I would say that for the business community to reach others is to make themselves more known, make themselves more accessible.
Okay.
Because for young entrepreneurs, though, of course, we have to do a lot of legwork, but if businesses that really are trying to help the economy and help other small businesses and help other entrepreneurs, then it's more easier if they make themselves more accessible.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments on that?
I know this may be a little uncouth. This is Dreesen speaking, but I wish that they would take credit from the beginning, the beginning companies, and allow us to build a bigger base so that we can flourish a little quicker. Right now, we've been in business since 2006, we have uprooted 2 companies, yet we are all 3 are working in corporate America, supporting families and also trying to support 2 businesses. And we haven't had any financial support from outside of our own means. And I would definitely like some sponsors or some supporters to help us to get to that next level, because we definitely have the mind state, the plan, and the ability. But, of course, you know, we don't have the millionaire bucks right now, but we definitely would like some outside support from the supporting small businesses and things of that nature who could partner up and team with us and help us to knock off some of the costs.
You know, one of the things that I can share with you is earlier I mentioned that thinkbigradio.com, we have a lot of affiliates that we also market. But if you guys wanted to look into grants, you might want to visit freeresourcesradio.com. That's freeresourcesradio.com. And there was an interview on there by a gentleman named Mr. Rodney Walker, and that's what he does. I actually went to one of his seminar workshops, I couldn't stay the whole thing because as a busy real estate broker myself, but I was able to get some good information. So you might want to take a listen to that. Mary, did you have anything to kind of assist them along?
Well, I really like that idea of what you're saying, and many of us share in that same concern. But I think the mere fact that we met at an event, you know, in the small business community, I think as we meet and make contacts with others and, you know, we just had a chance encounter, which I don't think is a chance, and then you get a chance to meet Big and to be on the interview and to get the resources that he just gave, I think as we continue to expand our network, we can make that happen. And I just saw a documentary last week, and the gentleman talked about the fact that he had a lot of work he had to do before he and his two partners, it happened to be three people, before they could leave their jobs. But when they did, they had the sponsorship, I believe, of companies like Ford Motor Company and Procter & Gamble. But anyway, they had several major companies that took an interest in what they're doing. So, you know, I continue to say, continue to think big, continue to think about that question and don't, you know, and go for it and just contact people and see where that leads. And then remember to report back to Think Big Radio so we can pass it on. So thanks so much.
Will do. Thank you.
Now, one of the questions that I have, because we haven't really touched on this subject, is, Dreesen, from my understanding, you're an author, correct?
That's correct.
Can you name any of your, well, of course you can name, you know, a couple of the books that you've written, but if possible, could you even share a small snippet of one of your books?
Okay, the current book that we're marketing right now is Birth and Vanity, and this is a poetry book dealing with the lives of men, women, and children and their struggle with being born in a vain world. And this poetry somewhat links the natural and the supernatural life together, and it pretty much deals with spirituality and the struggle of men, the struggle of women, the struggle of children. One of my favorites that's suitable for, you know, for this time is possibly The World of Mirrors 2. And then this piece is pretty much self-explanatory, and it's pretty much can explain life in itself and also try to help bring a little backbone to what we are all about doing. It says, "There's no need for glass when the souls can see that the spirits do wander from you to me. It seems like we see things before they're revealed. It's true. Yes, we see them, since they're already here. Call them in your corner, all that you inquire. Believe in nothing and you'll have no desires. The journey of man entails triumph and zeal, but you have to deem yourself worthy before anyone else will. There's no hope in trying if you try without hope. Fear of losing it all will only stunt your growth. Look left, look right, look both ways and within. We all share a virtue, Christ, yet some bury him with sin. It takes one to know one, and we know this one fact, that you did not give your own self life, and you surely can't have what you never had back." That's World of Mirrors 2, a part of the collection of Birth and Vanity.
Need I say or speak anymore? You just heard something from this gentleman that should move you to visit their website. Repeat that website. Repeat that P.O. box.
That's www.lyrical4cast.com. For the mail-in viewers, Lyrical Forecast, P.O. Box 5408, Newport News, Virginia, 23605.
That's it. For all of you out there listening, Lyrical Forecast means letting your rhymes influence communities around the world looking for change above society's tyranny. And that poem right there alone can give you some of the depth that these gentlemen are bringing on to thinkbigradio.com tonight. Mary, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I was wondering if we were going to have to send somebody out there for you, if that blowed your mind as much as it blowed me.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And just to know, in looking at some of your listing of products and services, that you have so much to offer, poetry and books and poetic portraits, audio CDs, graphics and arts, even cards.
That's correct.
You have quite a line. And do you have these available as catalogs? How do we go about promoting what you have so we can have other people getting in touch with you?
We are actually getting our catalog together right now. We've actually been on been in the replanting phase right now. So within the next few months, we should have a catalog out, as well as products available more of to be viewed online. We actually had to revitalize our inventory, so we are currently in the process of rebuilding right now. So definitely, if you continue to stick with us, we're actually also getting our website redesigned to give it a more crisp look. So we're definitely making power moves, and we just ask anyone that's a viewer now to continue to view us and to stay with us, because we don't want you to miss out on where we're going, because we're not stopping here.
Also, I want to add to that, be on the lookout. We're developing social programs as well. We have our inspiration and creative arts in the schools, which is we also put together skits and plays, and we plan to travel around and go and visit these different schools to encourage them and let them know and actually show from our experience and what we've done and how far we have got. Also, we have a convicted authors program that's going to be coming out through our publishing program to give them other avenues to release their stresses and their frustrations and to tell their story.
And then what was that called? Convicted authors?
Convicted authors program.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think that's something that'll aid in a lot of people to actually write down their thoughts and get all those frustrations out. I think that's a really good thing that you guys are doing. And I'm going to ask all of you this same question right here. This time I'd like for Lee to start, and we're gonna wind up with you answering last, Dreesen. But my question is, what are your do's and don'ts according to the way you choose to live your life? Lee, can you help us out with that first, and then Emmanuel?
Yeah. Well, pretty much like I said earlier, my do's and don'ts come from within. My do's and don'ts come from the base that I set, which are my morals and values, which come from my spiritual background and my upbringing from my mother and father, and also from things that I've seen around me in my environment, things that I don't like, things that I do like. I just stick to my wits and stick to my guns about wrong and right. So
wow.
I just follow my feeling, and if I feel it's wrong, I don't do it. If I feel it's right, then it's all a go. And I don't make excuses to make either or.
I like for everybody to listen to those last things that he said, is he does not make excuses. That's very to the core of what big thinking is about. It's not making excuses. Emmanuel, can you please share us that knowledge also?
Sure. I mean, what I live by, I just live my life to the fullest with respect to of what the Lord has wants and expects of me. I mean, the thing is, life is meant to be enjoyed. Everything that we could possibly want has already been given unto us. The thing is, we have to continue to seek Him, and He'll provide everything that we could possibly imagine. But the thing is, we have to stay by Him. And as long as we overcome all odds and help others in the process, I mean, you can never fail. my thing is I also I constantly stay on myself to never allow myself to think negative in any kind of manner or to be overtaken by any circumstances that I might face.
Wow, I'd like to bring about one of the last things that you said also is that you said, I don't allow myself to think negative. For all you big thinkers out there, what he just said was you have a choice.
Yes.
To think. And your choice should be not to think negative, to think big. So make that choice. Dreesen,
yes.
Let us know what you're thinking.
I would like to consider myself blessed to have experienced a lot of do's and don'ts that normally people, you know, that walk in a spiritual life would not have experienced. I believe that my life has been blessed by my inconveniences and the things that I've been through. So I'm definitely a person that learns through experience and also from teaching. And so I don't disagree with anything that any of my other two partners have said because they all have been a part of my development. And I truly just honor what the Lord has done in my life has allowed many things to come to pass in spite of, you know, decisions that I've made. And I really appreciate the fact that I've been able to make decisions in alliance with free will, and that he's still able to show me himself in everything that I do. And I'm very appreciative of being able to see him working through me yet after, you know, after all things that have occurred in my life. And I know that he has so much in store for us. And so one thing that I won't do is I won't forget about where I came from, and I won't forget about who he is in me and how I got to where I am and where I'm going because of him.
Dreesen, I'm overwhelmed. Your poetry is beautiful. I took two main components that I like to share with our listeners is that your inconveniences, what you did was you used that as a means to grow because things are always going to befall you, but you have to look for the lesson in that. And not only that, another thing that you stated was to also have faith and be thankful for the blessings because it's a long trip. Mary, did you have any comments?
No, actually, I'm just very encouraged by what all three of you said and the takeaways, Big, that you brought out from it. Our whole goal here is to help people as they're listening to this to feel more connected with our guests and to understand that just as these young guys have been able to go forth and put their dream in action, so can you.
You know, sometimes pretty much for all of the guests we've had, they've all touched us in many different ways. This is actually one of the first times that we've been able to have three guests on at once. And for our listeners out there to know, this is not an easy task, but these gentlemen, you can tell that they've been working together for a long time just by the way they flow in their answers, and it's not a jungled up, bungled session here. They're really taking their time and letting everybody out there know who they are. And once again, and we always are going to be very repetitive on this because people listen at different times through our interview, how can they reach you?
Well, they can reach us at of course, online at our site, www.lyricalforecast.com. That's with the number four. The www.lyricalcast.com. And also for the mail-in viewers, you can reach us at Lyrical Forecast, P.O. Box 5408, Newport News, Virginia, 23605.
My next question here is to Lee.
Uh-huh.
Lee, what is the very first thought that you can remember? Your very first thought.
That I can remember?
Yeah, the very first thing that you remember.
Wow. It's like just period in my whole life.
In your whole life. I'm
I don't think that's even possible for you to remember your very first thought. Honestly, I don't think it's possible for you to remember your first thought. You're too young, and even if you try to think back, you're not going to know which thought was actually your first thought, you know? It probably was food or something. I don't know.
Food, that sounds right up my alley. You know, I just wanted to kind of mix things up and throw something out there that you may not have thought about. Because, I mean, you guys are so serious, but you're serious for a reason, because you know that there's that you guys have a big mission. You guys have a really big mission out there. Dreesen?
Yes, sir.
What would you say was the very last thought that you just had?
My last thought was, I know Lee is going to say something funny, and also that I hope he don't ask me that question.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm having a real good time with you guys, and, This is the point that of the interview where, you know, sometimes we see hate to happen, which is pretty much most of the time, but we're rounded down to 7 minutes. So, Emmanuel, I want to start with you. Is there anyone, anything, you know, start off with who would you like to thank?
First off, I'd definitely like to thank God, because without him, none of this would be possible. And I just want to thank all those who believed in me. I want to especially thank my family, my wife and my children, for putting up with me while I pursue this and being patient with me. I definitely want to thank Dreesen and Lee, both, for help keeping me encouraged and keeping me inspired. And I just want to say thank you to everybody listening.
Okay. Lee, who would you like to thank?
Wow. Of course. God, number one, first and foremost, all the time. I really hate to call our names because I don't want to leave no one out, but I have to say my mom, she is a very, very, very strong woman. She dealt with a lot in her life, and I learned an awful lot from her just by observing and her trying to tell me things that no one was able to tell her, you know, not knowing who her father was and, you know, just seeing her go through tough times. Of course, I'd like to thank my partners, Dreesen and Emmanuel, and my family as a whole, as showing me their positives and showing me their negatives, because by me observing them, I learned what I don't want to do, what I do want to do. I learned what not to do and how I would go about doing other certain things. So everyone, and I thank Think Big Radio for having us on right now.
Wow, thank you. Dreesen?
All right, I'm pulling out my scroll right now, so it might take a minute. I'm joking. I definitely would like to thank God and also Jesus for his sacrifice for us, because without it, we would be nowhere and we would be nothing. I definitely thank him for his vision in my life. I thank my family for being there, you know, through it all. I come from a large family. I thank Lee's family for being there, and I thank Lee for having a strong backbone, because he really doesn't know how much he has touched my life and growing. I'm pretty sure he hears it a lot. I thank Emmanuel because he has a wisdom and a wealth of Bible knowledge and spiritualness, and that has really helped me, especially with going in and out of troubles and trials and all that kind of stuff.
I thank my mother. I thank my father. I thank my grandparents. I thank my sisters and brothers for everyone who has put up with me, because I had the ability to be stubborn, you know, back in the day. But I won't put too much of myself out there because this is a good interview. But I am truly blessed to be a part of this interview, and this is definitely the first time that we have ever come together in an interview as a company. We have all done individual things, but this is the first interview that we've ever done together. So this is definitely something that will empower us and we will never forget. So we do thank you, Think Big, and we thank you, Mary, for being led to contact and to network with us.
Wow,
we thank you, the viewers.
Mary, do you have any closing remarks?
I just want to thank you guys, because I want to point out to you that there were a lot of people that I met at that event, and yet, you know, you can put out the invitation and not everybody comes, and that's what it takes to be able to take action. So I'm really very pleased that you were a part of this, and I'm so glad that Big had a chance to do the interview, because he is such a dynamic person, and I think that we'll all continue to stay together. So thanks so much for being with us.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You just heard Emmanuel Dancy, Dreesen Ruckett, Lee Sumlin, and your very favorite, Mary the Encourager, and Big on an interview worth listening to over and over again. We're going to play Marvin Sapp's Never Would Have Made It. These gentlemen just showed that together they were able to make it, and we expect big things from them.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better.